Well, our dwellers, I want to share a very special event that happened with my husband, Ezekiel, yesterday when I prayed over him. It's a blessing, the Aaronic, the Aaron blessing. It's in the book by James Durham, Keys to an Open Heaven. When I spoke this blessing over myself, I was plunged into a very sweet, intimate place with the Lord, a place of deep repentance and sweetness. And so I prayed the same blessing over Ezekiel. As you know, he's blind. And it's composed of configuration of the hands, where the palms of the hands are over the eyes and the fingers reach to the ears and the thumbs are on the forehead. And it's an ancient, ancient blessing. Quoting from his book, Adonai said to Moshe, "Speak to Aaron and his sons and tell them that this is how you are to bless the people of Israel. You are to say to them, 'May Adonai bless you and keep you. May Adonai make his face shine on you and show you his favor. And may Adonai lift up his face toward you and give you peace.'" And that's in Numbers 6, 22 through 26. Speaking with Ezekiel now, would you explain to me what happened after the blessing?
As soon as your hands touched my face, forehead, my head, and yours with your palms over my eyes, and you began to speak that blessing, I was inundated with a heavenly, divine, blinding light that actually came into me and was shining, I mean, just shining out from in every direction, from my spirit, from my soul. And I felt physically our Lord Jesus come into my body. I prayed for years, months, days. Lord, please. I can't do all these things. I can't do anything. But I love you. And I can't survive. I can't live another minute without all of you. I need you. I want you. I have to have you. Just to survive, I need all of you. It's been so many years, Lord. Please fulfill your promise. Actually, I just prayed that before. I mean, bam. It was as if his head was in my, his body was in my body, inch for inch, from head to toe. Life size.
Wow.
And it still hasn't gone away.
And I had a similar, but not anywhere as dramatic as your response. I just, all of a sudden, all that mattered to me was the Lord, and I wanted to love him more than anything else. I didn't want anything. I didn't want to think about anything else or do anything else. I wanted to love him with all my heart. And a lot of tears of contrition for time that I had wasted. So it had a very profound effect on me as well. So moving on from that, what happened that night after you'd received the blessing and you went to sleep? And what happened when you went to sleep? The Lord took you all around the world?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was different this time. It wasn't like we were side by side. He was in me. He was the one that was doing everything. And yes, for easily an hour and a half, 2 hours, we were all over the globe. And he began to call people by name within our community, our mountain community, our missionaries overseas. so many faces kept coming to mind. We visited heads of state, presidents, patriarchs, the ecumenical patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church, Bartholomew, Vladimir Putin, and so many others. We went over Japan, and I began to speak a completely new tongue that was very Japanese. Of course, I can't recall exactly what the sound is, but we have a brother talking to you now, Rusty, and his friend from Japan, and they're building a refuge community in Japan. And the Lord hovered and stayed over Japan, and he called out, "Your name, Rusty. Your name, and your brother, your friend, your fellow worker." As he called everyone's name, and he kept saying over and over, this is like for an hour and a half, 2 hours, "Come home. Come home. Rusty, come home."
What did he mean? What did the Lord mean when he said, "Come home"? What was your impression?
When the many, everyone I've ever known or met in my life that I could remember, childhood friends, teachers, speakers, singers, actors, you newcomers probably don't know, but for many years I was very, very involved in music and recording and all those kind of things. So, and the Lord brought their faces and their names as he hovered over places like Burbank and Hollywood and many, many places that we have been in past years in the United States and in South America as well. One by one, name by name, he kept saying, "Jose Andres, come home. David, come home." Colombian Spanish, their names, everyone.
When he said come home, Bill, what is he referring to?
My first reaction was, I knew for our people and our spiritual children, our communities, that he was specifically calling certain ones of you back to the mountain. But it was as it normally is. The Lord speaks on many levels on things. He works on many levels. You know that. So as he was personally calling some of our members back to this mountain, my second impression, overlaid on that, was the calling of the faithful church.
Mm-hmm.
Come home. Home.
The bride.
The bride. Come home. Come home.
And that's interesting, because you had the banquet table set before you. Being blind, you're not seeing anything in the room, but instead your spiritual eyes were more keenly aware of what was going on.
And oh, I could see it clearly.
Saw the wedding banquet.
I could see it clearly, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right up to the foot of your bed even.
Right.
That was amazing. So you think that metaphorically he was calling people back to their first love, or back home?
Back to his heart.
Back to his heart.
That's the main crux of mm-hmm. the matter. Whether it's the rapture at some point, or on a local level, you know, some of the heart dweller missionaries, priests, brothers, sisters, married couples who are out in ministry, out in missionary work, parts of Africa, Trinidad. I mean, there's several that are out there. Sierra Leone.
Mm-hmm.
As well. Even our Mother Therese, Brother Juniper on their trip to raise funds for their mission in Sierra Leone. I mean, he literally searched out and called even the isolated members who are priests, brothers, sisters.
But he wasn't telling them to leave the mission and come back to the mountain, was he? Or was he?
To each person, according to their situation.
Mm-hmm.
He was simply calling on the deepest level to come home to his heart. To come,
okay.
Come home. Come home while we still have yet a little time. Come back to me with all your heart. Come back to your first love.
Share anything else about your travels around the world last night?
After the Lord had spoken to many, many people, seriously, prime ministers, you name it, and he would say the same thing, come home. He began to speak over countries, starting with Israel. Come home. Come home. It was as if God the Father was calling to his people.
Yeah.
From all over the world, over every country. Some countries I didn't recognize or even know the name. We would come down. We could see the curvature of the earth. And then we came closer, so we were hovering over the earth like as if you'd seen things from an airplane at 30,000 feet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we would zoom in. We would come in close to towns, villages, cities, states, provinces, and particularly countries. You know, the British Isles, mm-hmm. Ireland, Scotland, Wales.
Wow.
As well as England itself.
Mm.
Germany, Switzerland, the Slavic nations, Russia, and the believers that are still even, well, I can't really, for safety's sake and security, I better not say anything, but there are strong believers still underground in China.
Yeah, it's the underground church. Very active.
And very fruitful.
Well, I wanted to ask you, did you feel any response, or see or hear any response from any of the people the Lord was calling to?
By and large, everyone, including me, was in shock and awe and surprise.
Heard the Lord's voice.
Oh, yeah. It was, I mean, I could get a phone call tomorrow from Indonesia or someplace. And there are people that heard his voice simultaneously at the same time.
Wow.
Whether it was in a dream while they were asleep or face to face while they were awake. And they know that they audibly heard his voice, sensed his presence.
Wow. So this really kind of lines up with some of the things that are going on geologically right now in the world and politically, with Russia getting ready to nuke Europe. I know you've been seeing a lot of visions of charred countries.
The whole planet.
Yeah.
Just cracked and burnt like crust.
It would destroy by fire, not by water.
And these countries, with the plates of the earth shifting like they are,
happening in Africa.
They're split up. The countries are literally like almost pieces of a puzzle with water intrusion around these bits and pieces of countries.
And we just heard recently where a city had sunk 18 inches. I forget over a period of time. No, I'm not sure if it was New York, but there are cities that are sinking.
Right.
From the weight of the structures that are on them, the ground can no longer support them. And then the other thing is that Israel just been divided. And there is a prophecy that I have heard from reliable prophets that said, when Israel is divided, America too will be divided as a punishment for dividing Israel. So that is something that's looming on the horizon right now with so many faults that are active in our country right now.
When I think of America, the United States, all I can see is a great divide, as if the, you know, all the rivers overflowed their banks. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the Gulf came into different places and it's completely and totally unrecognizable. No Mexico, no Central America, no Caribbean islands, all that's gone. South America, like an upside down boot, just a strand of what it formerly was.
Pardon.
You know, the glaciers melting, the water level rising.
I wanted to get back to you, the visions that you've been having. I haven't been able to get them transcribed as quickly as I would want to, but you actually see things happening in Europe and in the United States where land masses go down and other ones come up.
Yes.
Can you recall any of those?
Absolutely. There were high places that were brought down. And some of these visions are like rolling visions. They go on for a while, or sometimes all day and all night. And I've seen 3,600 refuges around the world that somehow have been, are, and will be protected and provided for in every way. We've seen that here.